It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mully and Haw. Live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Fly ball to deep right center. Going back is Blade, and Blade can't make the play. It's off the wall and bouncing away. And Kelly is trying to get a cycle. He's got a cycle. How about that?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was the Cubs game last night in Sacktown. I'm struggling with it.
Sacktown.
Carson Kelly hits for the cycle in the Cubs 18-3 drubbing of the A's.
It was a drubbing.
The first ever professional Major League Baseball
game. Major League Baseball. First Major League Baseball game in Sacramento.
The Railcats play AAA there.
Okay. Is that their name? I don't think that's their name.
Aren't they the Railcats, Sacramento Railcats?
I'm not sure.
Am I wrong about Railcats?
The Rivercats, right?
Rivercats. Yeah, I knew it was a cat.
One of those Railcats playing Gary.
That's it.
The Rivercats playing Sacramento.
So
we got the point.
Those River dudes.
Yeah, those River dudes.
Those cats.
Historic day for Chicago baseball. Because
Rivercats.
Yes, we have a cycle. And with Carson Kelly being the first guy to hit a cycle for the Cubs since Mark Grace in 1993. Also, he was only the third player in Major League history to hit for the cycle and walk twice in the same game. In the same game. That's only happened three times in Major League history, and one of them was last night in Sacramento. So that was historic. The Wonder Creek Council was in a good mood.
Yeah, listen.
And that was the Cubs part of history.
They had been struggling with their bullpen, and they didn't need it.
They didn't need the bullpen. The bullpen was good enough. Carson Kelly did the rest. And so Kyle Tucker, 4-for-7. Michael Bush, 3-for-6. It was a great night for Cubs, bats, and hitters. And then the White Sox made their share of history yesterday. I know you're thrilled about this because a lot of people didn't even know the White Sox were playing yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, that's weird to me because I knew they were playing and I went home and watched the game.
It was a Monday 1:10 first pitch,
right.
And they took care of business. Martin Perez did not give up a hit in five scoreless innings, and the Sox became just the fifth team in MLB history.
I thought it was six. Didn't he go
I'm
six?
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm getting my starting pitchers.
No, no. It's okay.
Six hitless innings.
Yep.
Fifth team in Major League history to have every starting pitcher go five-plus innings and not allow an earned run in each of the first four games. Wow. That's only four other teams did that since they started keeping track in 1913. Sox off to a pretty promising start. Cubs have their way in Sacramento. Good day for Chicago baseball, and we needed that.
Yes. Yes, it was a good day for Chicago baseball. The White Sox are now 2-2 on the season. 500, baby! Well, who called that? Who called for that? I think we wanted it, but I don't think we expected it.
No way did we expect that. I think you're also encouraged just by overall, they look better. It'd be hard for them to look worse, but they have looked more like a professional Major League Baseball team. And it's cleaner defensively so far. Andrew Benintendi has gone deep twice in four games. Didn't expect that. So they've got the Twins again tonight, and it's up to Shane Smith to continue the starting pitching dominance. And he's the Rule 5 guy who made the team. We remember the touching video of him being told and then him calling his mom and all those things. So tonight he gets a chance to make his major league debut. This is his first start, correct?
Yes.
First career start.
First career start.
Tonight against the Twins.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
At home against the Twins.
6:40 first pitch, I believe.
I would imagine anybody he ever played with, grew up with, his folks, whomever, is going to be at that game, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
You bring in everybody for your debut.
You bring in everybody. Get them a cake shake. Sit them down and
just enjoy the
atmosphere. Have dinner at the ballpark.
Great place to eat.
Great place to eat. One of the best restaurants in Chicago.
I mean, honestly, it's a destination for food. And that's one of the reasons that we're probably going to go there on Wednesday.
Okay.
Right?
And this year, the promise is you're not going to lose your appetite watching the White Sox.
No, that's the beauty of it.
Or if you're like throwing up.
You won't get sick on the field. You won't.
Cubs go have Justin Steele going for them tonight. I want him to be sharper tonight. Is that too much to ask?
No.
This is
fair.
His third start already.
I know.
And I think the first two were, he looked like a guy that was, you know, maybe rounding into shape. But
first one was bad, let's be honest.
First one was bad.
It just wasn't good.
But it was in Japan, and I think we erased that from our memory.
Yes.
The last one
didn't count.
In Arizona, I think it wasn't as sharp as he would want to be. I hope he's better tonight. Pitching in that ballpark. I would not want to be a pitcher taking the mound in Sacramento. The ballpark just seems like it, last night especially, it played small. And the Cubs hit the ball around like they were playing in a bandbox. So maybe they'll have another offensive explosion tonight or get enough runs. When they got to 10, I thought, wow, that's a good night. And I woke up and it was 18 runs. Like, what happened?
So I want to close the loop on the River Cats.
Okay.
So
I was dying to know.
I thought you were, but this is fascinating to me. Why are they called the River Cats? Well, the river part is fairly apparent. The longest river in California runs right outside the stadium, and it is a 445-mile river from the Klamath Mountains to the San Francisco Bay, and it goes right past there. So they apparently moved there in the year 2000, 99, 2000 from Vancouver, which was where the AAA team had been located. They moved to Sacramento, and they did this public name a team type of deal, and Cats was the winner. So they became the River Cats. There was no connection between the river and Cats. Cats don't like the water. I don't know. And it's not about some mountain cats
that
were in the river. There's nothing.
Cats don't like the water.
It's just people like the name Cats, so they became the River Cats. In other words,
riveting.
It is the river exists, but the cats and the river together is happenstance based on poor public voting.
And the reason you're mentioning all this trivia is because they're sharing the ballpark with the Sacramento A's.
Yes.
Because the A's have nowhere else to go for the next three seasons.
They have committed to 3 years. First of all, what do you do in San Francisco? why do you allow them to stay there for 3 years?
Well,
it's a lot of there's a lot of
politics that were involved, and okay. it was Oakland basically evicting the A's from that ballpark from way it was portrayed, and the A's not being ready yet to move into their new digs in Vegas. So they were homeless, rudderless. They didn't know where to go. So Sacramento was where they landed.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard to envision the next 3 years of A's baseball being played in that ballpark, especially when night one, we need to get some details. We're trying to fill in the gaps here, but they lost internet connection. We got knocked off the air, the Odyssey connection. Yes. Pat and Ron were not able to broadcast for a couple innings, apparently, or a short period of time. Fourth through the sixth. So
that's a lot.
That's a lot to happen when you just – it's because of the ballpark not having the bandwidth for a major league broadcast. It doesn't bode well.
No, it doesn't.
For the future. So maybe tonight will be a little bit better.
And we have a guy wondering if it has something to do with catfish. No. It is completely disconnected from the river.
Still with the cats.
It's just people. It's like a domestic animal.
Are you Grody?
Oh, I'm voting for Dave the cat or whatever you're doing. Why would you say cats? Well, I don't know. So let's just make it river cats. Okay, that makes no sense. So take that. Nothing. There's no reason those two words are used together. They are river cats is not like a common term. Mm-hmm. In the English language. In fact, I believe until that franchise existed, the two words had never been linked together.
I don't think it. I threw a cat in a river.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's in the baseball glossary.
No, it's not.
Or in any animal glossary that I'm aware of.
Now, you can fill us in about the rail cats.
I don't know as much about the rail cats as you might think. And being a region guy, but Gary is the home of the Railcats. It's a nice ballpark.
Something to do, I'm sure, with the train.
Mm-hmm.
Did cats get on a train at some point? Did they?
These origin stories, as riveting as they are, yeah. Okay. I think we'll do that later.
All right.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have an answer about the origin of the Railcats nickname.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, it's the Rail Cats, and it's K-A-T-Z.
Mm-hmm. Why are they doing that?
Because they love the White Sox, and they think their pitching coach is really helping out.
Well,
the team.
Attendance in whatever you want to call it stadium was 12,192 last night.
That's not enough.
And
it holds 15.
It's intimate. It holds 15. Do you think they didn't sell out on the opening night of the first Major League Baseball game
ever? If you're telling me it holds 15 and 12 showed up, I'm saying they didn't sell out.
Well, I'm telling you that according to the box score, they had 12,192 fans there for a game that lasted 3 hours and 10 minutes. And it was very evident from watching the television broadcast that all kinds of – You were exposed to every sound. the walk-up music.
Right.
It came through loud and clear to the point where I was telling the story earlier. It came up through in your closed captioning. It
That's
was
pretty wild.
Detecting the lyrics to the
could
walk-up
you, could
music.
Could you hear, like, intense conversations? I think I'm going to leave her. I want a divorce, but I don't know how to tell her.
No,
well, you just did.
I did.
You don't have to worry about it.
I didn't hear anything like that.
I wonder how much the cameras, much the microphone can pick up.
You could hear a lot that you don't typically hear on a major league broadcast. Take some getting used to. So as we heard, you know, and read in Bob Nightingale's story in USA Today, you know, the Cubs were criticizing. Ryan Brazier said that he was so stupid we have to play at a AAA stadium.
That's crazy. He didn't like it. He felt that there was a perfectly good stadium in Oakland that they should still use.
Yeah, well, there's some politics involved in that. Cubs won't make another trip out there. The White Sox probably will.
Yeah.
Have to check the Sox schedule, because by then they might be fighting for, a wild card spot.
You were telling me that they're playing on the day of the marathon. Patriots Day in Boston has the White Sox.
I think the Sox
in an afternoon, morning game for us.
Yeah, I was glancing at the White Sox
That's
schedule, the look-ahead schedule, because obviously all the CHSN games.
Yes.
And I saw one coming up at 10:10 first pitch, Central Time.
And they're all broadcast on CHSN because there are no national broadcasts at all for the White Sox. They don't have a national broadcast this year. Did I read that correctly? Am I making that up? I believe they are not on like Sunday night baseball or Thursday. They're not on any nationally broadcast game. So you don't have to run around trying to figure out what channel they're
on. That's interesting. So April 21st, in Boston, 10:10 Central Time, the White Sox will be playing the Red Sox.
What do you think? Road trip?
No.
You're in?
I'm not in.
We just do it. We just get up
you
early and
go.
Drive.
Your daughter's out there. You would have a reason
have a
to go. I don't really feel like going that far to see them.
Crochet pitch against this former team.
Well, he'll pitch that weekend probably. You're going to see him before that because I think the Red Sox come to town.
So it's one after the other.
They come to town.
They'll be bad.
They come
blood.
To town on the 11th, buddy. You're going to be ready to see.
April 11th?
April 11th,
and then they're
going to
play them through the 20th? And then
No. Then the A's come. I'm not reporting anything. I'm reading the schedule. It's not that hard. WhiteSox.com. The Athletics are here for three, and then they go to Boston on the 18th. So they play the Red Sox. Wow, they play the Red Sox seven times in the course of 10 days.
How many starts is that for Crochet?
Probably two.
Minimum three?
Well, he's got the big contract. I was surprised at your reaction to this question and the pick six. A little bit, you seemed a little salty about it, too. 6 years, $170 million that Garrett Crochet signed with the Red Sox. And the question was, do you feel better, any better or different about the White Sox trade? Because was that going to be a contract if he signed in Chicago you would feel good about, or are you happy with the four players, the four prospects they got in return for him?
And the reality is, David, that I think as you look around baseball, I think it is wrong that the White Sox won't give a pitcher a contract. And what I don't like about it is that means that by the time Cam Smith gets here, now he's on the clock, we got to get rid of him. By the time Noah Schultz gets here, wait, what time is it? Yeah, you're a pumpkin. I don't like that they had to trade Grochet. I don't like it.
You
should have.
You know,
as your
I
property.
Tend to agree with that because last year when we were talking about trading him at the deadline, I think we both made the argument and agreed that if you wanted to build around an ace, he was the guy that fit the bill. First round draft pick. Had really had that all-star caliber season. Why not keep him and build around him? And I think that would be one path you could have justified taking. At the same time, Molly, I think since that has happened, I admittedly maybe influenced a little bit much by, did you see what happened to Garrett Cole? Have you seen what's happened with the White Sox?
Right.
Six pitchers and prospects undergoing
Correct
Tommy John surgery.
The year before Garrett Cole was in the World Series, yes?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
It's a good counter. It's a good counter. I think that the only reason I have hesitation in saying automatically you would have wanted to keep Crochet and give him this contract was because 6-year commitments at that price for any pitcher, it seems like it's inevitable. You're not going to get through the maybe the second half of that contract before he's going to have to face a surgery.
He already had his surgery. He was out for almost two years. I'm just saying. I don't know.
My other reaction was 6 for $170 is a little bit cheaper than I thought he would come at. I thought that Garrett Crochet at this stage of his career would have been a $30 million plus starting pitcher, given that investment in his potential. And I think the Red Sox may have gotten a relative
bargain.
It's hard to say bargain at $170 million, but it seems like a fair price for a team that has overspent in the past.
But, you know, here's the thing that kind of frosts you as you look at different things. Now, the White Sox were never going to get Shohei Ohtani. That was never anything that was ever on the table or ever considered. And, in fact, the owner made a joke about it because it was such an absurdity. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. But that guy's contract basically pays for itself. There's so much investment in their team from Japan, and there's so much money coming in that his, and this is not the Juan Soto deal, but his contract is for tons of money. And I know that they're paying it down the road, but it's also, they're making a fortune as a result of it. And he is the best player in the major leagues. And, you know, I don't like the idea that you joke about signing a guy. Go sign the guy.
No, I understand why that would bother you as a Sox fan.
And they're also cutting their payroll this year.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest.
I also think, though, that's not exactly what my point was. But I think the if you're talking about investing that kind of money in a position player, I think there's risk involved. There's always risk involved, but I could think that's more justifiable. It would worry me as a fan or as a front office executive investing that kind of money in a pitcher who is a high-velocity pitcher and a high-volume pitcher.
So let me ask something. If Paul Skene's contract comes up, are you going to say, well, we can't keep him because he's too good for us? He has to go play somewhere really better than us.
It's a great question. I think grudgingly I'd pay him whatever he wanted.
Now, he's a power pitcher, Damon.
Yeah, I know.
So you got to back off that.
I know. And that's a really good example. I think the difference is that Paul Skene's, to me, is a small group of pitchers that you would pay whatever you have to pay. I want to think that about Garrett Crochet, but I'm not sure that he is that.
And that's maybe why he's making 170 and not, you know, what Skene's will eventually make.
Paul Skene's is going to get Garrett Cole money.
Yes.
And he'll be able to justify it if he lives up to expectations. And he also already is he's headed in that direction. That's interesting.
It's just a fun kind of topic of conversation. But, I mean, the White Sox for years have said that they don't want to give out more than a 3-year deal to anyone.
And they haven't.
And so
stubbornly,
I think,
almost.
You know, we are almost trained as fans to understand, oh, well, they're not doing that. Oh, who's his agent? Well, they don't deal
with
that guy.
Somebody else will. Yeah.
So it's again, I'm not sure I want to feel that way. And I don't want to be, you know, Pavlov's fan where you ring a bell and I start salivating because I got to get 4 new guys in here because we can't keep the guy.
Prospects.
That's it. Yeah. We have been classically conditioned to expect them to leave. All right. 312-644-6767 is the number. We got Mike DeCourcy.
Oh,
we're going to bring in Mike next. We'll talk about the Final Four, and we'll get his take on how these teams made it. Oh, my God, how did we get 4 top seeds? Does this mean that we're required to have Auburn against Duke in the championship because they're the first 2 seeds among the 4? How will it work out? We'll talk to Mike about it next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.